Representative Paul Tonko, Democrat of New York's 20th District, in office since 2009. It's the Tonk and the Tonk.
It is good to join you and the team.
That's right. So, I mean, how much news can you possibly bear to think about as we speak?
Yeah, this has been a whirlwind of activity, and much of it very, very difficult to absorb because it's, I think, undermining our democracy. So, look, as we start this new year, there is an opportunity to clean the slate, swipe it clean, and just move forward with a new administration that hopefully will be guided by law and not reject law.
Is there any way you see, Paul Tonko, that Trump can hold on to power? We know he's calling his, I'm sorry for using this word, but thugs down to Washington and to make a great display of their displeasure in his not being elected. There are those people who think that, you know, the Democrats ought to show up also to show another side. And then there's always that big discussion as to whether that, you know, makes it even worse if there's some kind of violence.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be a great display just to make a point. But when you look at the facts out there, there have been 60-plus cases brought before many bodies across the country in various states. And the rulings by these judges, some of them appointed by President Trump, have denounced the effort. There is no evidence of fraudulent behavior. And this is, I think, a president unwilling to accept the results. And at the same time, there's a strong concern that we should all have about unraveling of our democracy. The world is watching this. And I think the fact that you're trying to secure some sort of turnaround and undo what the people have decided to the basics of our democracy, the fundamentals, you know, the right to vote, the elections that determine how we move forward, how we're governed, who governs us. These are fundamental basics of our democracy, and to mess with that is very, very disturbing. So I think this is going to be a show to just, again, express more concern, come up with more fraudulent material and that is unfounded, and to attempt to turn the discussion or the results around. And I just think that, it's important for us to message back with the fundamentals of our democracy and speak to the law, speak to the Constitution, and make certain that everyone is informed as to this process that many have indicated was one of the most fairly run elections that we have seen.
Paul Tonko, Tonk, to his friends. My question is this. You heard the tape now. Now, Nixon, his undoing was the tape. Now there's this hour-long tape that Trump is beating up on Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in Georgia, asking him basically to, quote, find or change, some people think, the law, the results of the election. When you heard the tape, I take it you listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you bring away from it?
I was shocked that there was such an unethical bit of behavior on display. You know, and I would remind all of us that this Secretary of State from Georgia has indicated he voted for President Trump. He is trying to inform him in that tape that, you know, there is no evidence of fraud, that the voters have spoken, that the results have been reviewed a couple of times over, as it has in many of the states, at their request. There is no evidence of fraud. And so listening to this tape, where my interpretation is manufactured 11,000 to 12,000 votes, what are you doing to the fundamentals of our democracy? And you're committing crimes on the way out of office, in the highest office of the land, displaying this unethical, denial of our democracy. It is really disturbing. And, you know, actions have consequences. And I'm certain this is going to be reviewed. And I hope there is some sort of consequence that comes here because this is despicable behavior. It is not presidential. And again, it's undermining our democracy.
And what kind of consequences could there be?
Well, there's been talk of censure. There's been talk of impeachment. As you know, we're near the last several days of this administration. But to see this kind of behavior on display is just unacceptable. It's, you know, it's our Constitution needs to be protected here and strengthened so that this president cannot do further damage. There's going to be a very difficult period here for the new Biden administration as they step into office to undo some of the damage that has been done. You know, at several agencies where people were targeted for their beliefs, for their use of science, for, you know, efforts to, you know, just really disregard regulations and laws, and you know, there are again consequences for these bits of behavior, and you know, we'll see what the process determines as we go forward in the ensuing weeks.
So let me ask you this: Nancy Pelosi has just been reelected Speaker. She says for her last 2-year term, there were those who spoke up against her, but in the Republican side, there wasn't, I think, a single deviant vote against McCarthy, the minority leader. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that certainly there is a broader tent for the Democratic Party. And so, you know, the range from the political scale on the meter ranges from far left to far right. And I think that creates a situation that is always a challenge. But she ran uncontested, which should tell us something. I think this was a choice that really spoke to the leadership that she poured forth over the last 4 years, where, you know, she made certain that under a very difficult bit of leadership coming from the Trump administration, we're able to stop a number of the ideas and ideals that they wanted to push forward, repealing the Affordable Care Act, taking health care from 20 million Americans, putting 150 Americans with pre-existing conditions at risk, all while we should have been battling a pandemic that is perhaps the worst we've seen in a century. So it was her determination, her outstanding leadership, and her passion to make certain that we fought back against this, you know, very irresponsible and unresponsive administration. And under her speakership, I mean, I supported her because I was able to work with my team here in the 20th Congressional District to be able to deliver a dozen new bills to the president's desk to be signed into law. And I think these laws are going to make a real difference in the lives of millions, including many in our region. And they range from broadband access, improving the adequacy of broadband, to Alzheimer's responses. And we know many, many are faced with that horrific diagnosis, and the ability to deal with some of our industries, like the horse racing industry that impacts our ag economy in upstate New York. So there were many things that we were able to achieve under difficult times, and I think she was an outstanding leader through all of that effort.
Paul Tunko, I want to try it one more time because it's so frightening to me. What happens in Trump's 2 weeks to go if he refuses to leave, says, I'm not leaving?
Well, I think that law would be applied here, that the authorities that are required to make certain that you're leaving the White House, moving on, and allowing the new team to come in, I think there would be a team that would make certain that happens because, you know, the laws need to be adhered to. They need to be respected. And, you know, this individual, in his narcissistic sense, does everything through the lens of what's good for Donald Trump. But that's his problem to deal with. I think the nation deserves better. It deserves to have the laws applied. It deserves to have ethical behavior. And it deserves to have the addressing of issues like the pandemic that was poorly addressed. I mean, we waited 7 months to get something done here on the pandemic. And then since the election, it's been golf that was the priority over, you know, again, the implementation of a sound strategic plan for vaccination.
Paul Tunko, thank you so much, my good friend, the Tunk has been with us today on the Congressional Corner, and we appreciate it so much.
Always my pleasure to join you and your listeners.